We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Very proud to announce this new partnership between the KISW Rock Girls and Mary's Place. And boy, this couldn't have been soon enough with this winter that we're having. And they're saying another big storm coming today.
Yep.
That there are people, it's hard to believe, there are people outside in this. And there are kids outside in this. Like, they don't have homes. And Mary's Place, this is what they're about. They're about providing safe, inclusive shelter and services for women, children, and families here in the Pacific Northwest. So we're happy that the Rock Girls, KISW, Mary's West are all getting together to make it happen. Donations, yeah, they are needed. Whatever you can do, go to KISW.com or visit MarysPlaceSeattle.org.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
It's time to pump it up for Monday. Pump it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there is one good thing to be pumped up about on this snowy, snowy day.
What's that, buddy?
There is zero traffic out there.
That is true.
So if you can safely get it to I-5, like, the roads are clear.
Yeah,
at least like right out in front of us. So
it's
like,
pretty amazing. Nobody went to work today. And right now, I get it's not bad where people are. And we didn't get a whole lot last night like we thought. But they're saying starting at around 10 o'clock this morning, it's coming down again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, like, it's just,
it's a complex weather, guys.
Don't forget it.
Is that their Facebook status? It's complicated.
Yeah, weather. It's complicated.
You're right, man.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Robert and Lazy to take on Steve. Robert, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Well, hopefully the snow is gone by July 17th because you're going to have tickets to check out Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators.
Nice.
That's happening at the Showbox Soto. Always a great show with those guys. Get more information at KISW.com. And if you want tickets, they're available now at AXS.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah!
For those playing at home, Robert will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Robert, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Klaxon horns were used on what type of vehicle during World War II?
Repeat that.
Klaxon horns were used on what type of vehicle during World War II?
Tanks?
No.
Jeeps?
No.
Pass.
In what organ of the human body would you find the medulla?
The brain.
Yes. Milan is a city in which European country?
Italy.
Yes. What was Al Bundy's occupation on Married with Children?
Shoe salesman.
Yes. Kylie Minogue is a pop star who hails from what country?
Spain.
No.
France.
No.
Pass.
Which band had an 86 hit song, Tonight, Tonight, Tonight?
Pass.
In The Simpsons, who invented the drink The Flaming Moe?
Barney?
No.
Homer?
Yes. What organization for people with high IQs has a name meaning mind in Latin?
Lincoln.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Not bad, buddy.
Yeah, that's not too bad right there, right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, he got a tie earlier today, so he'll have to pump up his brain a little bit more.
Bump it up, Stevie.
Get a little bit higher there.
He's back, though. Look at him.
Yeah. Looks like he's got his game face on.
You know it.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. Klaxon horns were used on what type of vehicle during World War II?
Boats.
Yeah, I guess.
In what organ of the human body would you find the medulla?
The brain. Yes. Milan is a city of which European country?
Italy.
Yes. What was Al Bundy's occupation on Married with Children? Yes. Kylie Minogue is a pop star who hails from what country?
Australia.
Yes.
Why do I know that?
I don't know. Which band had an 86 hit song, Tonight, Tonight, Tonight?
Smashing Pumpkins.
No.
Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. I don't know. Pass.
In The Simpsons.
ABC.
No. In The Simpsons, who invented the drink, the Flaming Moe?
Moe?
No.
Homer.
Yes. What organization for people with high IQs has a name meaning
Mensa.
Mind in Latin? Yes. For which team was Bill Belichick a head coach for only one day in 1999?
The New York Jets.
Yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger played Douglas Quaid in what 1990 film?
Kindergarten Cop.
No.
Twins.
No.
Expendables.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win. Yes. 8-5. Sorry, Robert.
Yeah. Sorry, Bobby. Peace out, buddy.
Yeah, they do.
Steve, get your ass to Mars.
Fifth Element. No, no, no. He wasn't in that one.
Oh, yet. Total Recall.
There you
That's
go.
That's it.
I didn't even know his names.
Quaid. Get your ass to Mars, Quaid.
I knew BJ would know that right away. And I knew that would be a hard one.
Such a great, you know, that is, Schwarzenegger just made some really fun movies. Mm-hmm. He really, really did.
I'm glad you said fun instead of good, because Total Recall wasn't necessarily a good movie, but it was an absolutely fun movie.
And it had really decent effects, you know, for its time.
Oh, yeah. It was a 1990 film that had some really, really great effects. Yeah.
Like three boobs on a woman.
Yeah. Right? How often do you get those in movies?
Yeah. Stop motion. I mean, now everything is CGI, but they were one of the last ones I remember that used stop motion in their effects.
I thought this question was going to be a bit easier. Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. Oh. Nothing?
No.
Wow.
What? Well, how does it go again?
I know it, but
tonight,
I can't think of it.
Tonight, Tonight.
Phil Collins, right? No?
Close.
Duran Duran.
Genesis.
Not Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Steve wasn't going to get that one.
Yeah.
But congratulations, you got a bunch of the others. You got 8 correct in the win.
Yeah, Steve, you're good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing all right. So that means call number 8. Guess what you're getting?
I appreciate that.
Well, you know, this is nice that you did good on this one, because folks are going to check out Slash and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators of the Showbox. That's a good one. Showbox Soto. Caller number 8 at 206-421-ROCK. Rev left the room, but I wanted to give a shout out to Rebecca Romijn.
Why?
We all remember her, of course, as Mystique in the original X-Men.
So
movies.
Hot.
Oh, yeah.
So hot.
Dude, I was watching the latest episode of Star Trek Discovery, which I'm loving season 2, because they're bringing back so many iconic characters from the original series that we only got to see for a short amount of time. And there's a character that was a female first officer known as Number One from way back in the day. And I'm looking at her and I'm going, I don't know who this is. She had jet black hair, pretty white skin, and a pretty, like, really white skin. And I'm like, I don't know who this actress is. Why does she look familiar? But she does. But the way she was acting, she was pretty deadpan and really serious.
Mm-hmm.
It was Rebecca Romijn, and I'm like, damn. I mean, I totally didn't even recognize her. Would you even know that was her?
No, I would not.
Yeah, it was, but I was so happy that they brought that character back, because Number One was Gene Roddenberry's wife, actually, way back in the day, Majel Barrett, and she's really beloved in the Star Trek universe, no longer with us, but it was really cool. So, and I was like, Rebecca Romijn, and totally unrecognizable. Didn't even have a clue. That's the only shout out I wanted to give.
All right.
Yeah.
Shout out, Rebecca. Thanks for listening.
No problem, buddy. So Seattle police had to arrest a woman they say tried to run over a group of people having a snowball fight.
Yeah, I was just watching the video of this. This lady is not very happy with people that threw a snowball at her Jeep.
Oh, so this happened after the Jeep was hit with a snowball.
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, this is something I used to do as a kid, and cars do get pissed at it. You can't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing that's happening.
We used to do that all the time. That and obviously Halloween time, throwing eggs at cars, which I think is way worse. But either one, stop throwing things at people's cars.
Yeah. They're not going to like it. And so she turned around after someone hit her Jeep with a snowball. And the video does show people running to avoid the vehicle. After it got stuck in the snow, she put her keys between her fingers and tried to fight someone.
Yeah, she just starts, gets right out of the vehicle and just starts running at one of the snowballers.
Oh, like brass knuckle style. Wow. Yeah, so they called the cops. Turns out this woman was high on marijuana, ladies and gentlemen.
Because you had a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she failed the field sobriety test, so she's now facing DUI charges. Yeah, boy, you know what? You don't want people throwing snowballs at cars, but if you're driving drunk or high, you just don't want to turn around and you just go.
The marijuana chilled people out.
Right.
That's what I thought.
She got hit with a snowball. It didn't break any windows.
Yeah, it sounds worse than it is. Unless people throw an ice ball, then that can, you know, if you have the ice balls can crack something. Yeah.
Yeah, as a kid, how old are these people? They look like adults.
They look like adults.
Yeah, I mean, she looks pretty good, too.
Oh,
crazy. She's got some cute tattoos.
Oh, boy.
What?
Steve is now condoning their actions based on the looks of one of the people.
No, I'm the crazy lady.
Oh, the crazy lady?
Oh, yeah, she looked great.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm on her side then.
Yeah, I mean, crazy is very sexy on her.
Okay. I'm on her side then.
Look at her just being held by one leg. They're holding her arm and they're holding her leg. She's gone postal.
Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you mean, Steve. I think she deserves her day in court.
Yeah, that's not something you should be doing. Let's not throw snowballs at cars.
Yeah. And also, you shouldn't be driving while you're high. That's another thing.
Oh, that's a given.
Oh, is that a given? Okay,
I would think.
I feel like we have to educate the high drivers even more than the snowball throwers, because a lot of people drive high. A lot of people don't believe that being high is an impairment while driving. They just don't.
I know.
Yeah. You're not quite there. All right, of course, a lot of talk about Valentine's Day. We've learned that most of us guys don't expect a gift.
Right.
We've learned that sex actually isn't the biggest gift that Steve is expecting on Valentine's Day.
That's right.
We've learned that Valentine's Day is not Steve's best day of the year for sex, though it is for a lot of us.
We've learned a lot about me because of Valentine's Day.
We learned a lot about me, too. What we've learned is that you seem to be really happy, and I am a desperate, miserable human being. Well, not just today. I think we've learned that.
That's normal.
Over the last 20 years, haven't we learned that, really? Okay. So if you want to score major points this Valentine's Day, basically it's like whoever is the more high-maintenance one in your relationship, because it's not just women. I feel like my wife would be cool if I didn't do anything for her, but I feel like she knows I'd be a little butthurt if there wasn't some recognition of something that, because I'm such a great guy in my own brain.
Oh, that's what you were into.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, buddy. Jeez. Anywho, if you want to score more or major points this Valentine's Day, what can you do? You can give your significant other a bouquet of Olive Garden breadsticks, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, 100%.
Nice. Yes.
I didn't know such a thing existed.
Look at this.
I did not know that existed.
Oh my gosh.
The OG should stand for oh genius.
Look at that.
Steve is just blown away. Oh. Do you want a Valentine's Day present now, Steve?
Yes.
And it says,
hon, I know you're listening right now. You're in a car going in a gym or something crazy. You better go to the Olive Garden on your way home from work and get me a bouquet of breadsticks.
And it's wrapped just the way flowers are wrapped. And in the paper that wraps it, it says love at first bite.
There's another one that says, my love for you is never ending.
Because they have never ending. That's so good. What a brilliant idea from Olive Garden. The OG, I mean, a bouquet of breadsticks, and their breadsticks are amazing.
Wow. Yeah, they are really good. Yeah, it's cool. They have all these different templates for the bouquet.
Oh, you can actually go get them online. Yeah, they're online. You can print these out and fold them into a bouquet container.
Wait, so you have to do the work?
Yeah, I guess you're doing the work. You head over to Olive Garden, buy their breadsticks, and then you roll up the...
Steve, this is super easy, though. You've got a printer here at work. You print off a bunch of them, and you put them all around the house so your wife has to see them. And then she'll eventually pick one of them up and go get you your breadsticks.
Olive Garden should be doing that for me.
I thought that's what they were doing.
Oh, maybe you can DoorDash it.
I'm with Steve. I thought it was what they were doing, but it's still a cool idea that they have the templates. But, boy, it would have been nice if you got to go. Because... if you go to Olive Garden, I'd sit down and have a meal and then bring the breadsticks home with the bouquet.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I would do. But, all right, I mean, this is the next best thing.
All right. I mean, they're halfway there.
They should have a delivery service for these. I really think that I would buy, like, six bouquets, deliver them to myself.
I'm just so like entertained by Steve's like 0 to 100 on this, and then right back down to 0.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I don't want anything for Valentine's Day. This seems a little ridiculous. You got to print something.
Now, again, though, if your wife did this, you wouldn't be unhappy, would you?
No, because I'm getting breadsticks.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't have to do this, because I think that in your family, as a matter of fact, I know in your family, Steve, it would be you that would get them. She's not going to get them.
No. No, I mean, yeah, of course. I'm the one that wants the
show. You should be happy again, because someone will do it for you. You don't have to do anything.
Those breadsticks are amazing.
Yeah, they are. So good. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve!
Yes?
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
It is Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. This is where you get to guide the show. You get to be heard. But while you are being heard, Steve still has a rule.
Yes, show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you.
And then say goodbye, BJ.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose.
We got a text that says, at the age of 45, do you think getting into a long-distance relationship that is out of state is a good idea, and I'd have to fly there? Ooh. That's a terrible idea, I think.
It depends on what you want in life. Because I have that, but I've
but
got
you've 30... been together for 20 billion years.
Yeah, it has. It's true.
Right.
But I have to say, if for some reason my wife and I were to split and I were to get into another relationship, I don't think I'd mind doing a long distance relationship, even if it was like, say, 30 to 40 minutes where we always lived in separate places. I'm kind of digging the separate place relationship.
When you know, I mean, but in the early stages where it's exciting to spend time together, you'd have to fly to see them. I can understand, like, if they live in Oregon, where it's okay, it's a 3-hour drive or something like that, or a 2-hour, depending on where you live. You know what I mean? But the idea of having to get in a plane, deal with the whole process of going through security checkpoints and things like that just to hang out with somebody, it's a pain in the ass.
My advice to you is to get the TSA approved or clear.
Yes.
If you're going to do it. That, because you're right, Steve, but it's a lot easier. And also, if you can keep some stuff at her place or his place, then you only have to have a carry-on. It's a lot easier with all that I just said. If it, otherwise, you're right, Steve. It's a hassle to check a bag. Always have to pack your toiletries all the time. Yeah, it's a lot easier to just be able to have a bag, get off the plane, get on the plane, you're done.
Right, because like, what if they contact you? Like, I'm just in the mood. You should get over here. All right, hold on. I got to get on Travelocity and book a flight.
Yeah, and also it's expensive to fly. You're right. That's hard, too, as it were.
Yeah.
Technology seems to be pretty beneficial for that, though, now. You can FaceTime or Skype, and you can literally be in the same room. You can watch the same shows together and do stuff. And
by do stuff, you can watch each other, and then you do stuff to yourself.
Exactly, right?
Fun. See,
that's the thing that Steve's bringing up. The physical intimacy is definitely a challenge. Everything else you said, Rev, surely works. I wonder, Steve, also, you know, if you're younger, if it were, I don't think I could do it if I was a younger man. If I was in my 20s and 30s, I think I would definitely go, no, I got to be close.
Oh, 100%. I think about when I was in my 20s and in my single days of trying to find somebody. And I remember, like, talking to some chick, and she's like, oh, I live in Tacoma. I'm like, I'm not driving all the way to Tacoma. I live in Seattle.
Yeah.
That seems stupid. I would never even consider dating someone that wasn't living at least within, like, a few miles of me.
And then
I meet someone, I'm living in Linwood, that is from Puyallup, and I'm like, all right, it's worth it. I dig her. You know,
I mean, that's a hell of a commute.
But that was me in my 30s.
Yeah.
Younger version, no way. It's funny how you change.
Yeah, see, I was the opposite. If any woman was willing to do anything with me, I would travel anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you know, finding women that would do it, it was not easy.
Even then, I had a hard time finding women. I still, if it meant me actually having to drive a long distance. I remember one time there was this chick that I dug, and she's like, come on over. Me and all my girlfriends, we're having a hot tub party. And it sounded like an awesome idea, but they lived in Olympia. And I'm like, I ain't driving all the way to Olympia.
Oh, I would have been there in a heartbeat.
For a hot tub party?
Yeah, I know.
What happened?
Yeah, dude, I am so excited.
The 24-year-old version of Steve was not very bright.
Yeah, you're like opposite, man. Like,
I had a car.
Yeah, like a 50s guy, which is me.
Yeah,
I'm not driving now to Olympia, but I would have in my 20s. Now it's like, no, I gotta rent a car. I got to get the gas. You sound like an old man as a young man.
I just was lazy. I didn't want to drive that far. How awesome it would have been.
Lazy or just you were high a lot?
Well, I was pretty stoned.
Yeah, because when you're stoned, you don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I was getting behind the wheel of a car, but, you know.
There's so many guys listening right now just having an aneurysm because of the opportunity you just were too lazy to go check out.
Oh, yeah.
Why wasn't that me?
Oh, I would have been there in a heartbeat. I probably would have been robbed. It probably was a scam, Steve, and you're probably lucky. You probably would have been in a bathtub with no kidneys.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I saved myself.
You really did.
Because I was stoned and lazy.
So, Vicky, where you are in life, I want to make a prediction.
Okay. What do you think?
I think Vicky would be okay with a long-distance relationship.
Right now? No.
She said no.
She has to bang. Well, you can't just bang on a moment's notice if you're long distance.
Exactly. And the fact that it's a relationship, like, I'm going to miss out on all the, like, cuddling on the couch and actually doing the coupley stuff.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I go out and get mine whenever I want. But if I'm actually doing the relationship, I want you to be there. Like, yeah, I still want to hang out with you.
I guess maybe that's the thing. My age. I got all that. I don't think even if it was a new person, I would miss it because I've already had that in my life, a lot of it. So it's like, I don't mind just going to see somebody and what's up, spend a weekend, and then get back to my own place in my own bed and don't have that person around.
Big question via text, guys. Do you think Olive Garden's breadsticks are better than Red Lobster's biscuits?
Yes.
No.
No.
No. Yes,
I'm with Rev.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had Red Lobster biscuits.
What?
Oh my God, the face of Steve.
Whoa.
You want to say, Vicky?
Look, Red Lobster.
I'm about to get the same face. I don't think I've had it.
Oh my gosh.
Face of Steve.
What is wrong with you people?
Right? We need to go to Red Lobster.
I never went to Red Lobster.
We need to go to Red Lobster.
I'm not a huge, and here's another thing, the face of my family. I'm not a huge lobster fan. And coming from New England, it's it's sacrilege.
Yeah.
I don't mind lobster. It's not like I'm going to tell you if you put it in front of me, I wouldn't eat it. But I would never go out of my way to get it, which is why I've never
gotten
a Red Lobster.
It's the best vehicle for butter ever.
I'm weird. Yeah.
Oh, I can't argue there.
Shrimp and crab, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love sushi. I just can't do fish.
Does Red Lobster give you lobster that's already been cracked and just thrown on a plate?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, I'll do that.
You get like a lobster tail that's still kind of in the tail, but it's been cracked open so it's easy to pull out.
I like the easy man's lobster.
There's lots of great stuff you could get. You don't even have to get lobster.
You got
some shrimp linguine.
Hey.
Yeah, they had to have like the shrimp fest. That's when we would go.
Well, you know what? So I would love a taste test.
Is my jam.
Let's go. I say somehow we get some breadsticks and some from Olive Garden and the biscuits from Red Lobster.
Well, usually the Red Lobster and the Olive Garden share parking lots.
Yeah, this is easy.
So we do both. We go to one for lunch. Stay there forever.
Yes.
And then go to the next one for dinner.
So you do the soup, salad, and breadsticks at the OG.
Yeah. Ooh.
Because you can do that for a while.
Or you can do the never-ending possible.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, but you gotta be careful.
This is what I usually get, the ultimate feast.
That's the best thing ever, Steve.
You got the shrimp that are deep-fried, then you get the other shrimp that are not deep-fried, then you get a lobster tail, and then some crab legs.
Yep.
Crab legs! Oh, and some broccoli for, to keep it healthy.
Yeah, the broccoli is just like going, why am I even on this
plate?
The
broccoli is a smaller portion than the cup of butter that's put on the plate.
The broccoli is just like, guys, seriously, are you really thinking you're getting healthy?
Some shrimp scampi.
Yeah.
But you guys really think the Cheddar Bay biscuits are better than the Olive Garden biscuits?
Yes!
No contest.
Oh, see, I'm 100% I don't even eat the biscuits when I go to Red Lobster.
It's like comparing the National Football League to the Canadian Football League, if you ask me.
True.
Oh. Huh.
I didn't even know.
Now, I will tell you that they do.
They have a CFL. They play football in Canada.
Okay. Joey makes his own, basically, Red Lobster cheese biscuits for Thanksgiving. They are delicious.
Yeah, they also sell the packets.
I was going to say, how do we not know that he's just getting the box mix?
No. I watch him from scratch. Uh-huh. He makes them from scratch. He doesn't have no box mix. That's my boy over there. I'm in the kitchen seeing him rolling out the dough. What does he throw the dough away and then pull the box mix in? Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe he does that part while you're not looking.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And since you've never tried him, you wouldn't know the difference.
You're probably right.
Somebody's on Team Danny. There's no question. Olive Garden breadsticks are way better. No, they're not.
Way better.
They don't have that kind of flavor. It's not a happy explosion in your mouth like Red Lobster's cheddar biscuits.
Oh, all right. I wasn't sure what we were talking about for a minute. Yeah. Well, I wish I could weigh in on this, but I love the breadsticks from Olive Garden, but I haven't tried the biscuits, so I can't weigh in.
Well, that we have to fix this.
Yeah,
and you've also, you said you've never eaten that Red Lobster in general.
No, I haven't.
What? Ever?
I know, it's hard. Isn't it crazy?
Because they have other stuff besides fish there. They have like good steaks and stuff as well.
I don't even know. I never get to that point.
Neither do I, but I'm just saying, I've heard they have good steaks.
Tacos. See,
I didn't know that, which is kind of like, I bet there are a lot of people that, when we made fun of IHOP, I bet a lot of people didn't know IHOP had good burgers either.
They got that filet mignon.
Oh, they got the McNun. Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine
sirloin, New York strip.
Yeah, if you've got fish, I suppose you have to have some version of surf and turf somewhere.
They had that maple glazed chicken.
Ooh. They do?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, they have tons of stuff.
I probably won't get fish then.
That's fine, but you will get the cheddar biscuits.
Oh, don't tell me what to do.
And then,
I'll do what I want.
You get
lobster.
Macaroni and cheese on the kids' menu.
You could do a lobster mac and cheese as well. I don't think it's on the menu, but you can ask for it. And they'll give you lobster.
Oh, it's like the secret menu?
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Oh, all right. See, Danny just told me a secret about Red Lobster. Now I love that.
They have pizza.
They have pizza?
Yeah, lobster pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I've had it.
Yeah.
It's actually
so
really good.
These guys really, honestly, I got to tell you something.
Chicken fingers?
I had no idea. It just goes to show you, they probably expanded their menu from way back when they started. I would never have thought that Red Lobster had anything but basically just fish. And you're telling me it's just basically a full service restaurant.
I'm pretty sure they've always had everything.
I had no clue. Yeah. It's just their branding made me think it's all fish.
They even have something that I wouldn't want to look up on Urban Dictionary. It's called dragon shrimp.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You know who used to get that? Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, it looks actually delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's probably a crispy shrimp twist in a spicy soy ginger sauce with fresh broccoli served over rice.
That's Vicky's burlesque name. Mm-hmm. Spicy soy sauce.
Oh, so he says Jimmy Mac's sauce. Buns. Come on, people. What's wrong with you?
Those are really good, too. I tried Jimmy Mac's for the first time a couple of weeks ago. Man, it's like melt-in-your-mouth bread.
How many Jimmy Mac's are there? Just one?
Two, I think.
Two.
So is it better than Olive Garden or Red Lobster?
It's better than Red Lobster,
oh
for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
But not better than Olive Garden.
Danny, geez.
What about Outback's loaf of bread?
No.
Outback's loaf of bread is pretty freaking good.
The pumpernickel?
Yes. With the butter? It's like that nice soft butter.
I hate to tell you this.
Oh, I was going
to
say Cheesecake Factory with the three types of bread.
Yeah.
Or two types.
I have to tell you, I had a big...
I'm so freaking hungry.
I made fun of our buddy Amber, who used to work at the Cheesecake Factory. I made fun of her because she said, you know what the Cheesecake Factory is known for? And I looked at her and I go, what do you think? We're all stupid? It's in the name of the place. And she goes, that's what people think. We're actually known for our bread.
Their bread is good.
But how about that? I would have just assumed, well, it's got to be the Cheesecake, but actually their bread is like a big star at the Cheesecake Factory, so I am not going to put anybody above it because their bread is good.
I'd have to say Red Lobster and then Outback. I'm going to go with that.
As far as what? The appetizer-y things?
No, when it comes to just bread product.
Oh, bread product.
Yeah, we're just talking bread here.
Are you guys leaving out the big company? You're leaving out the big company.
REI?
You know,
if you're
talking about bread products, you guys cannot overlook the big company.
Panera.
Exactly. You can't overlook them. If you're going to talk bread, Panera's going to come over here and they're going to just go, really?
But that's not like
they're going to go, really?
You're going to talk
bread here?
I'm talking about like restaurant-y type places. Yeah. I know Panera's it's a place to go eat, but I don't feel like, I never vibe it like a restaurant.
It's
right?
Almost a fast food place.
It's
a sandwich shop.
That does not mean that their bread isn't amazing.
And we missed out on one of the best breads out there. Not quite as good as the Red Lobster, but the Black Angus cheesy garlic bread is fantastic as well.
Oh, it's been a while since I've been to Black Angus.
Yeah, I've never tried that.
I'd put that one at a solid number two there.
I do like their lobster tails.
Rev, please don't say solid number two when you're speaking. I'm trying to keep an appetite here.
Somebody says, you're killing me. Now I want buns.
Yes.
Buns.
Got some buns, hon.
That's right. Nice. All right, it is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Hey, if you want to talk food, you know we'll always do it. You want to talk something else, we'll probably still talk food.
Let's compare bread.
Your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
That text that says, guys, I need some relationship advice. I have a diary that I keep. My husband knows it's private. The other day, he read it and then lied to me about it. When he realized he was caught, he said, I'm so sorry. I know I shouldn't have done that. Do I have a right to be upset?
Oh, yeah. And I'm the guy that did that. I read my wife's diary and I was a jerk.
What'd you find out?
I found out that she was involved. That's why I read the diary. We were boyfriend girlfriend at the time.
Oh,
and I read her diary and found out there was. I cracked the code. She had a code in there too, so it was pretty. She was pretty ingenious.
What was the code?
The code was just like abbreviations for different things that were going on, and like the euphemisms and initials and all sorts of stuff. It was pretty insane.
Was it one of those old diary books that had the lock attached to it? No way.
Yeah. I mean, at the time, I was just so mad, even though I look back and realize, you know, there was no justification at all. And even she was very honest the entire time with me about what I was and to mm-hmm. her at the time. And so I was an idiot, no doubt about it.
But you just had now written confirmation of what she was already saying.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. she wasn't really coming out and saying that, it. You know, she wasn't, because I was like, hey, I really think da-da-da-da. And she was like, oh, it's none of your business. I don't have to tell you any of these things. And she was right.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like I wanted more information anyway, and so that's what I did, and it was a really jerky thing to do.
Oh, those diaries were like all the rage, and I begged my mom to get me one. I was like, I'm going to journal. And God, I wrote like one day, and I was like, this is way too much effort.
I know. I am so surprised that, as soon as you said that, I thought, I cannot see you doing that.
Not even a young version of me.
Yeah.
Back in it was junior high school, I think. And I wrote one page about how I was feeling. I'm like, this is definitely not my cup of tea.
Yeah. It's no doubt about it, you have a right to be upset. And I don't know what his motivation was for going into your diary. I think that's the big thing. And if you find out what his motivation is, then he needs to probably discuss it with some sort of professional, because why else would you look in somebody's diary unless you're suspecting that they're doing something bad or betraying you? That's why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I should have talked to a professional about it, because then I could have, my suspicions and my fears and my problems could have been addressed properly rather than invade her privacy. So yeah, you can be upset. But if he apologizes, you got to find your way to forgiving him, or otherwise you got to go talk to somebody.
Is it just me, or is like looking to someone's diary worse than looking into someone's phone? Just because at least with your phone, you're having conversations with people, and I feel like your diary, that's just you. You're not even talking to anybody else.
I think both are surely an invasion mm-hmm. of privacy if somebody doesn't want you to do it, Vicky. So I would let you be the judge of which one is worse. But either way, I think it's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, I think just looking into something that you were told not to, or just like something that you're not supposed to look into, it's just a violation of someone's trust.
I'm not proud of it, and that's why, you know, as a father, I really tried to be cool with my kids and let them have their own privacy, though I wish
my
daughter...
Did you ever read their diaries?
I didn't. With Sarah, you don't have to read a diary. She is a diary, and she'll open it all the time and tell you everything you don't want to know.
Yeah, she's more like a diary of the mouth.
Yeah, exactly. And Joey
Spits
D's...
Spits it all out.
I don't know if Joey D's had a diary. If he did, he kept it somewhere that you couldn't find it, and he says nothing.
I bet in that diary is a recipe for his mac and cheese that will never make us.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, someday we find out that Joey's, like, working for the government as, like, a CIA guy?
What do you think? He's like, who's that game show host, Chuck Barris?
Yeah. He's such a...
He's in better shape than when we first met him.
Yes.
Well, you met him from day one.
Oh, he was pretty swole as a baby. When he came out, he was swole.
So he probably like got hooked on to like the fitness because he's now in the CIA.
My mother-in-law asks, so how are the kids? I have everything to tell her about Sarah. There's so much to tell her about Sarah. Then she'll say, how's Joey? And I'll be like, I really don't know.
I see him every day.
He seems happy. Well, what's he doing? Is he with anybody? I go, I don't know. What's his plans? I don't know. What's his future? I don't know.
Like a real-life Tom Cruise.
He's a CIA operative. Joey Reacher. That's what he's doing, man.
Maybe a better last name?
Yeah. Well, Jack Reacher was a good name.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fine.
Joseph Reacher.
Oh, there you go.
He's CIA. Joseph Reacher. Not going by Joey.
Yeah.
He's Joseph.
Joseph Hunt. I think I want to call him Joseph Hunt like Ethan Hunt on Mission Impossible, because then I can say he has a brother, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Vicky doesn't get it.
Oh, it took me a sec. Like, I knew it was bad, but I'm just like...
He hosted a good public access television show back in, like, the
90s. Yeah, he did.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, back when public access television was awesome in Seattle.
Oh, God.
Man, you guys missed out on the best television.
It was so underground.
Public access in Seattle was full of some of the weirdest and most unique characters. There was Michael Hunt, who had a show where he basically just... Was his show the one where you just watched him smoke pot and watch porn?
Yes.
Yeah. Then it was Goddess Kring, and she just got naked and played bongos.
I forgot about Goddess Kring. And again, we didn't have an internet to go get porn on, so public access television, if you wanted to see anything edgy, including something slightly pornographic, that was the place to go. Yeah.
There's some weird Satanist guy.
Oh, yeah.
Then there was the Jerk Beast, who was just this giant paper mache monster that people would call in, and he would tell them to F off and shove sleeping bags up their you-know-where-skis for a half hour. And he had two friends that were part of the show, and it was fantastic.
And it became a full-length motion picture.
Which I was in.
Yeah. Is that the one with the crazy monster?
Yeah, it's the Jerk Beast. Yeah.
It's the Jerk Beast.
The Jerk Beast was... That just shows how great public access was back then. We would not go out. My buddy Matthew and I, we were roommates at the time. We would not go out on Friday nights unless our band had a show. And if we did, we'd have to make it a point to get home for a few minutes to set the VCR to record. because we did not want to miss an episode of The Jerk Beast. It's on YouTube.
That's amazing.
I'm sure it's not as awesome as, I mean, back then it was awesome because we were really stoned.
Exactly.
But I think it still holds up the test of time.
Well, if you have to see if you're, you have to have a bunch of stoned people watch it.
And what was that weird Satanist guy that would sing?
Oh, God. There's so many weirdos. I forget. Yeah.
It was like TGIF. Like, it was that like power lineup of public access television.
You're right, man. That is gone. It's all gone. It's all been replaced.
Then there was that weird, like Nazi guy.
Oh, yeah.
That one was weird.
You'll have that, too.
That sounds pretty much like Albuquerque's public access for a while. We and my band got to play on it, so that's when I started watching it, and I found there was a naked hippie guy who just wore these, like, short shorts, and he would just drink his own pee and talk about his philosophies.
Oh, jeez.
That's what his show was, and it was like, yours sounds way better than Albuquerque's.
I mean, those, there's always a pee-drinking guy in everybody's town somewhere.
This is so funny. I go online to see it. There's an article by the PI that says, the 90s, when Seattle got weird and naked on public access television.
I think that's
the Bong Hit Championships. That was a great show. People would call in because it's all live, so you could take calls, which was all, and there was a studio that you would go to and have it all set up. It was actually a really cool thing. And people would call in and just two bong hits, and they would time them to see how long they went.
That is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Just really, really good.
Hot Tub TV, the Spud Goodman Show.
Oh, man.
Was the hot tub show put on by the girls who invited you to the hot tub party?
It might as well have been, right?
Yeah, we're going back to some glory days. And that's when I came here 20 years ago when it was at its height.
Yeah, not necessarily great, but glorious.
Yeah.
No, they were some of the worst shows, but it was so awesome. Channel 77, I remember that, man. That was I probably watched that channel more than NBC.
Well, yeah. And now, I mean, you know, now what is that? Is it Twitch?
Vicky's watching Jerk Beast on YouTube right now.
What's replaced that? Is it Twitch.tv?
It's just YouTube, man.
YouTube and Twitch.
Yeah. Twitch is just mostly for gamers, and they actually have some sort of, like, put-together content. But YouTube, anyone can just do any random weird show they want to.
More people are getting on Twitch, dude. I know the Bubba the old radio guy's on Twitch now.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. So there's a lot of people just using Twitch. I think that's the new public access. Something like the internet allows almost anything to be new public access. You just get a website and you can stream and you're set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need it back. They need to bring back public access television.
Do they?
And it's already out there. You just have to figure it out, old man. You have to figure out how to work that. The internet.
I know how to work YouTube, BJ. There's a search button.
You sure?
But I want to have it all back on that channel. Like they have like at least one weekend where they
just
bring
like
back
the roulette wheel of weirdness.
Bring
just
them all back. Yeah. See where they're at now.
All right.
Like what's Goddess Kring up to these days? Is she still getting naked and playing the bongos?
Yeah.
What about the Jerk Beast? Is it still yelling at people?
Was that Goddess Kring you just had up to? That
where?
You just showed you had a
no. I think
picture.
That was a still from a Hot Tub TV.
Oh, that was a very attractive woman.
And then there was a Kurt Cobain was murdered show.
Oh,
that guy was creepy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Richard something. I think his name was.
I don't remember that guy.
Yeah,
man, you had a lot of hair back in the day, Steve.
Yeah,
I'm watching the Jerk Beast where you interviewed him, and I just retweeted on the BJ and Migs Twitter. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of hair.
It was a ton of hair, and with a sweet bald spot working its way in that you see towards the end.
That's hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
It's I know. Whenever people see Steve or I with hair, because I posted a video recently of an old commercial I did back when I worked in Rochester on the radio, and we had a TV commercial, and people were like, "Oh my God, well you have a mop."
Yeah,
we had hair. There was a time when Steve and I both had hair. It happens.
Yeah, and then you see what kind of hairstyles I had, and you're like, okay, well, maybe it was a good idea that you shaved it off.
Oh, definitely for me. No doubt about it. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
There's a Goddess Crane. Someone just sent us an
I remember her.
Yeah, her show ran from 1996 to 2011.
Wow.
On public access.
That's amazing.
That's almost like Simpsons length.
Yeah. You know, though, that whole, the you know, what she was pushing, you know, is it was a lot of people were into. You know, the new age community back then, too.
Yeah.
Huge.
I said my show consisted of me doing improvisational monologues, new dancing and body paint, spoken word poetry, and more.
Yeah. So many people would be just digging the Goddess Kring.
Good for her. Good times, man. Real good times those days.
Yeah.
Memories.
Yeah. We have a couple people chiming in about the best biscuits and best bread objects that you can get at restaurants.
Okay, so far you think Red Lobster is the best.
Yep.
Though Jimmy Max is definitely up there. Danny, he thinks that actually the breadsticks from Olive Garden are better than that.
Yep.
And that's why one texter said, can you reach over and slap Danny for that hot take?
I agree with that.
So it says Buttered Biscuit in Bonnie Lake. It's an awesome restaurant with awesome bread. They also have sausage gravy with biscuits to die for.
Every once in a while we find ourselves in Bonnie Lake. I'll have to remember that. The Buttered Biscuit.
Texas Roadhouse, best yeast rolls ever.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeast roll doesn't sound very appealing.
I agree. The word yeast, I know yeast is an ingredient thing, but still it's, yeah.
It just sounds like some kind of something you need to see your doctor about.
Exactly.
That's what do you have? I'm suffering from a yeast roll, doc.
Yeah, you're right. All right, I got a question. Needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and ice cream have in common? Now you're going to find out at 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and ice cream have in common?
Part cow. Mostly heavy cream.
Oh, yeah. Likes that.
Someone says Steve has evidence all over his hands and face from both.
Yeah, he does.
It's sticky.
Steve loves to lick both.
Mm. Yeah, he does.
Steve likes the soft serve.
Yes, I do. That's my favorite. Vanilla soft serve. Oh. I believe it's your nickname from college,
that's
right?
That's right. Yes. That's right.
He likes a cherry on top.
There you go.
He likes a banana split.
Both give Rev the runs.
Oh, okay.
Truth.
Both have split a banana. That's good, too.
Yeah. Okay. We could keep going, but I feel like at some point something will be said and we'll all be off the air.
I'm glad I risked my life to come into work for this today.
Yeah, you did. You're doing God's work, Ryan. Well, there's a company called Night Food, and they just created an ice cream that apparently helps you sleep. Very different than regular ice cream, because it turns out that regular ice cream is bad for your sleep because of the sugar, sucralose, whatever. Night Food doesn't have that. Low calorie, and it puts you to sleep, apparently.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does. Ryan Castle, though, he's not terrible. He's got a 12-pack of something for you.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
He told me he was single. His buddy came up, and he's like, you realize my buddy has a girlfriend, right? And I'm just like, crap.
She's not getting this from me.
Yeah, well, it's not learning from anyone from this show. Typically, when we go to these morning radio conventions, we're up late because we're trying to get to White Castle to get some burgers.
Exactly.
Not get some action from Bloody Face guys.
A lot of people think that my wife is an angel, and I just want to say that, well, you know what? Her daughter is revealing the truth. My wife was a bit of a, she was a wild child, my wife.
Yeah, she was a bit of a flirt.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.